To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/carry. Take advantage of the early President's Day sale going on today and save 20%. Don't you just love the way you sleep on a top-notch mattress in a luxury hotel when you travel? I do. A great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. And unlike many mattress companies, Helix owns its own manufacturing facility. And each mattress is made here in the U.S. by a team of skilled manufacturers and shipped directly from their facility to your door. This is a terrific quality that's also affordable. To find out which mattress will work best for you and your body, just take their sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in less than 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And if you're not satisfied, they'll pick it up and you can return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Our friends at Helix offer a lineup of 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections. They also offer the Helix Plus. That's a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, as well as the Helix Kids mattress, designed for growing bodies and endorsed by child sleep experts. It's why you won't get a better sleep than on a Helix. They've been awarded the number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazines and are recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. And as a fan of the show, you'll get a 100-night risk-free trial. So go ahead, save 20% today and take advantage of early access to the President's Day sale at Helix, H-E-L-I-X, Helix Sleep, all one word, helixsleep.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y. Or as always, you can find the link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, it is no secret to regular listeners of the show that I love hotels. I remember decades ago when I was a Washington, D.C. reporter, long before I became a contributing editor at National Geographic Traveler magazine, long before doing 98 television episodes on the world's great destinations, and long before this radio show. In short, long before I became a travel journalist, I got a call one day from the editor of GQ magazine. He asked me if he could send me around the globe for the next year to write about some of the greatest hotels in the world for GQ. I honestly thought it was a prank call. I mean, who's lucky enough to get an assignment like that? And that began my serious love affair with hotels. My next guest is even luckier than I was. She got to author a new National Geographic and Disney Publishing book titled 100 Hotels of a Lifetime, subtitled The World's Ultimate Retreats. Annie Fitzsimmons is a travel writer who's written for everybody in the world, including National Geographic. And she's also a podcaster and has worked with numerous travel publications and companies. Annie, welcome to our Right Stuff segment. All right, break my heart. How many of those 100 hotels have you slept in?
I mean, there's actually 130 or 140 hotels in the book, and I've slept at almost all of them. But Rudy, I have never met my match before, and it seems I have.
Well, no, I can't say that I don't think I've hit three figures of these hotels. I've certainly hit three figures of other hotels. Let's start with what, in your mind, and certainly when you were working on this book, makes a hotel a great hotel, a standout in the world that would make your best list?
So I think a great hotel takes you out of your everyday life. I really believe it's a portal to this kind of magic that doesn't exist. You know, when we have the dishwasher and the laundry, and you can access that by not sleeping in it. But I'm one of those people that still really believes that a hotel is one of those last remaining magical places on the planet. And, you know, the way that I picked them were two things. One, that the hotel had to feel completely of the place and of the destination only, like the Cipriani in Venice, for example. And number two, this isn't true for all of them, but it had to let outsiders in to experience things. So I always say, if you can't afford to sleep in the hotel, try and take it on a date.
I like that. I have a friend who lives, she's quite wealthy, lives in Los Angeles in a very good neighborhood that has not yet burned down. And she always says, I don't want to stay in a hotel if it's not any better than my home. And you point out in one, I think in your table, your forward, you talk about, I don't want to go to a hotel and feel like I'm at home, right?
Exactly. I really don't want to feel at home. I love my home, actually. And it's a great launch pad to go see the great hotels of the world. And then I like coming home, but I want it to have an element of fantasy, you know, and magic. And it's a way to access different parts of your personality, too.
And in a minute, we're going to ask Annie to stay through for a second segment. We're going to talk about some specific hotels. Generally, these hotels are, well, I know more than generally, these hotels are quite expensive.
I think overall, yes. However, there are some surprises in there, and I did pick alternate stays. So one of the ones I like to talk about is the Hotel Gutkowski in Sicily, and it's about 200 euros a night. So yes, Rudy, most of them are very, very expensive, especially, you know, the safari properties. Sure. A lot of that goes back into conservation, though. But there are some surprises. And I think it's, you know, it's easy to recommend a Four Seasons or a Ritz or any of those hotels. It's harder to find the ones that are really, you know, family run, have been there for decades. And I love finding both. I think it's really not about the price in the end. And I do talk about, I mean, you know this, I mean, AI, it can't take away, you know, someone beautifully hosting you, welcoming you, making you feel good and taken care of. And it's this, you know, genuine warmth and friendliness that's not pretentious, attentive, but not intrusive, you know, and I really think that's also what makes a great hotel great.
Mind-boggling architecture as well. Mind-boggling architecture, yeah. As well, I'd say.
Yes, yes. I mean, there's a hotel in India that's the Taj that overlooks the, the Oberoi that overlooks the Taj Mahal, and all 102 of those rooms have a view of the Taj Mahal. So, you know, there's architecture that allows you to also see the destination, and then of course when you walk in and things like that. But yes, absolutely.
I spent a Valentine's Day in that hotel overlooking the Taj Mahal. You know, you can't go wrong.
Did.
You can't go wrong with that on Valentine's Day.
No, listen, waking up in your bed. Yeah.
Yes. I like Jerry Seinfeld. He once said, I like staying in hotels. I like their tiny soap. I like to pretend it's regular sized and my muscles are huge.
I love Jerry Seinfeld. You know what he said once, too? He talks about how he's not a foodie, he's an Edie. Uh-huh. And I really connected to that. I'm like, I'm an Edie, too. I love that.
Annie Fitzgerald's book, excuse me, is 100 Hotels of a Lifetime. Annie, we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk about some specific hotels. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. We're in the middle of a conversation with Annie Fitzsimmons for our Right Stuff segment for her new book called 100 of the World's Greatest Hotels. I'll give you the exact title in just a moment. But first, let me tell you that this segment of the show is sponsored by Tax Network USA. Too often, the privileged get tax pardons, while hardworking Americans do not. So if you owe back taxes or you have unfilled returns, don't wait for an IRS letter to act. Waiting to get caught makes you look like a tax evader, and it will not end well. Getting ahead of this is a smart move, but never contact the IRS alone. Never. Turn it over to Tax Network USA. Why? Because not all tax resolution companies are the same. And these folks have a strong relationship with the IRS. They have a preferred direct line to the agency, and that's important to you because they know which agents to deal with, and more importantly, which ones to avoid. And their genius strategies are designed to quickly settle your tax problems in your favor, whether you owe $10,000 or $10 million. Their attorneys and negotiators have resolved more than $1 billion in tax debt, so you can trust Tax Network USA to get the job done for you. Call and talk with one of their strategists today for free and stop looking over your shoulder and put the IRS troubles behind you. Just call 800-958-1000. That's 800-958-1000. Or go to TNUSA, that's taxnetworkusa.com/carry. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. So we're talking with Annie Fitzsimmons. Her proper title of her book is 100 Hotels of a Lifetime, The World's Ultimate Retreats. It's a very handsome coffee table book with incredibly lavish photographs that will make you want to check into every one of these properties. I wonder if you agree with Manny that not all hotels that call themselves luxury hotels are actually luxury hotels, are they?
I totally agree. There's definitely a range. So not, you know, five-star doesn't always mean five-star.
Okay, let's talk about a couple of your favorite ones. The Oberoi overlooking the Taj Mahal in Agra, India, is certainly high on my list. What are a couple of yours?
There's a few that really stick out to me. And one I recently stayed at again called the Carlton in Cannes. It's my favorite thing about it is that it's where To Catch a Thief was filmed, you know, starring Grace Kelly and Cary Grant. And she was staying there when she met her future husband, Prince Henry of Monaco. And it's been completely redone by Regent. It's not a flagship of Regent, just on the Riviera, magical. The facade is the same. Schloss Elmau in Germany, it's more than a hotel. It's like a cultural retreat. And throughout the year, they host music, literature, art, dance retreats. It's where the G7 was hosted twice. And then I mentioned Africa briefly, but the Royal Portfolio in South Africa, there's a circuit of properties that's just incredible, family run. Singida, all the properties, it means miracle in the language of South African Shangan people. And they have a 100-year commitment to conserving Africa's natural world. I could go on and on, but there's so many that stick out to me. Yeah.
Well, it was interesting. In your introduction, you said if you had your way about it, you could do a whole book of 100 hotels in Italy alone. I would have,
yes.
If I was doing it, I think I would have said I could do 100 hotels in Asia alone, because Asian service, I mean, even sort of eclipses some of the best service in Europe at times, simply because they have so much more inexpensive labor, so they can have more people waiting on you, basically.
Yeah, I totally agree. I went to Japan this year. I mean, the Hotel Hoshinoya and Tokyo, I mean, all over Asia. But yeah, the Mandarin Oriental in Bangkok is in my book. I totally agree. And I think it's something that definitely us in America could learn from, and in Europe as well.
Yeah, I suggest all hoteliers send their staffs to a top Asian hotel to see how it works. I just got back from my fourth time to Jose Ignacio in Uruguay and stayed at one of their three VIC, V-I-K properties.
Yes.
Scandinavian shipyard. He either built ships or he owns ships. I can't remember which. And he's built three fabulous hotels in and around this little beach town with very few accommodations in southern Uruguay. And those are hotels that aren't to be missed. In fact, if you look at my Instagram page, you'll see the picture of that nighttime pool with the little sparkly lights gleaming.
Totally agree. Page 246 of my book has a VIC retreat, so I completely agree. Yeah.
And I bring it up because I want to tell listeners that this is not just European hotels, and some of which you may have heard of, but it's also Asia, it's also South America, it's also Africa. La Mamounia in Morocco, for example, and a couple hotels that offer safaris or safari camps. It's just a great book. Are you going to do another one?
That's the goal. I mean, there's so many hotels in the world. And you know what? I mean, even the cover of my book is the Grand Hotel Tremesto. It looks like a Wes Anderson movie, and the owner is just so incredible. Meeting people like that and supporting them. So,
yeah, and then you mentioned Grace Kelly, who became Princess Grace, and that hotel sort of looks like, a wedding cake.
It does, Rudy. Yes, you're so right. It really does.
Annie Fitzsimmons is my guest. She is the author of a brand new book called 100 Hotels of a Lifetime, The World Ultimate Retreats. Annie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.